give it to my kid. Alright, Tafresh Sadi Gimel. Tafresh Sadi Gimel Aleph. Acher Kriyas and Megillah Ba'arvis Omer Ba'atah Kadosh. After Davos reading the Megillah at night, we say Ba'atah Kadosh. And Chalmot Sai Shabbos Omer Vihinoam. Kodim Ba'atah Kadosh. Like we have this year, we'll say Vihinoam before we say Ba'atah Kadosh. Ramah says Omer Vihitin Lecha also, the places that have such a minog. The Koran HaMegillah V'yachakach Mavdila. And then you read the Megillah. So the Koran HaMegillah V'yachakach Mavdila, you do Havdalah after Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Mishnah Berurah has a lot to say about this. Kosei Magen Avraham, who says that after Shemona Esrei, you say a Kaddish Shalim with Tiskabel, and that's what the Elia Rabba says. And then after V'yata Kadosh, which comes after Kriyas HaMegillah, you should only say a Chatzi Kaddish without Tiskabel. But the Elia Rabba writes that if you want, you can also say the Tiskabel Kaddish afterwards. And if you want, you could do that also. So the Elia Rabba writes that that's a minhag olam, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes also. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that really it's better to say after Atah Kadosh, Kaddish Shalim without Tiskabel. Kaddish Shalim without Tiskabel. Since the Iker Nesach of Tiskabel Tzloson is on Tefillah Shmona Esrei, and you've already said a Kaddish Tiskabel after Shmona Esrei, so there's no reason to say a Kaddish Tiskabel again after Kriyas HaMegillah. And said that's what the minhag should be, and that's what it says in Luach Eretz Yisrael. But as far as I know, that's not the minhag to say kaddish without tiskabel. But there are many poskim who apparently say that one should do that. Definitely doesn't say it in the Aruch scroll. So again, we say v'yitin lecha on Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah, and Havdalah is after the Seder Kedusha, just like the rest of the year. You say it after V'hinoam. It comes after the Megillah. Why is it that we say Megillah first? And then Havdalah, because we have this concept which comes up in the Gemara Pesachim, Avafuke Yomim Achrin Anlei, which we try and push off Havdalah as much as possible so that there's still some level of Kedusha, even if you've already said Havdalah and Shmona Esrei, if you haven't made the full Havdalah Alakos yet, so there's still some level of Kedusha. This is a discussion regarding Hanukkah candles and Havdalah, which comes first also. So the Svar to say that you should do Hanukkah candles first is to push off Havdalah because of Avafuke Yomim Achrin Anlei. Even though over there there's a machlokas about, so maybe Tad could say Tadir, so over here we say everyone agrees that it's not the case, and that you should Uvayom, you say Al Hanisim during the day and at night. So if you didn't say it, we don't make you go back. You only say Al Nisim on Yadala, not Tezvav. But if you did say it on Tezvav, you wouldn't go back again. Even if you didn't read the Megillah, you still say Al Nisim and Arvis. Mishnah Berurah says, even if you daven Ma'ariv early, after Plag, but before Shkia, you would still say Al Hanisim. You should wake up early to go to the base Medrash to daven early on Purim. Many have them in a daven Vasikin on Purim. Shouldn't take off your tefillin, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you've already davened until after Kriyas HaMegillah, because we make a drasha vikar, refers to tefillin. Finally, Sif Gimel, Ein Korim Bo Halal, there's no Halal on Purim, because Akati Avdei HaShveirosh Anan, Vein Oflin Al Panam, there's no Tachman, though, on Purim. Vein Omer Lamanatech, V'Kelar Chapayim, we don't say Lamanatech or Kelar Chapayim. Mishnah Berurah says on both days of Purim, even on Shushan Purim, we also don't say Lamnatzech because it says Tzara, and Tzara Bepurim lo mid Karinan. If you made a mistake and you said Lamnatzech, you started to say, Rosh Hashanah Zamar Nobach says, you would stop in the middle of Lamnatzech, you should not finish.